Attorneys for the group of 55 sheriffs suing the state were in court yesterday for a preliminary injunction hearing on the magazine law. It would have put on hold aspects of the law, but instead a judge ruled the injunction wasn't needed because an agreement had been reached.
We got what we wanted, which was to protect law enforcement and all the other people of Colorado.
David Koppel is attorney for the sheriffs. He says the magazine law and a mandate that requires background checks for all gun transfers violate the Second Amendment. At issue yesterday were two parts of the magazine measure. Both sides agreed magazines with removable base plates don't fall under the ban. There was also clarifying language about grandfathered-in magazines larger than the legal 15 rounds. The problem was over the phrase continuous possession. Now, those who have these magazines and drop them off at a gun store for repair, for example, won't have to worry about losing continuous possession under the law. Again, attorney David Koppel.
For my sheriffs who were very concerned about this, it means they can return a stolen magazine to the owner. Because in the period when the thief had a magazine, the owner certainly wasn't in continuous physical possession of the magazine. But this new language says, oh, that's no problem. And it's fine for the sheriff to return the stolen magazine to its owner.
The attorney general is drafting the clarifying language now. Meanwhile, the group of sheriffs will continue to work toward a trial where both the magazine limit and the background check law will be the focus. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Marcy Krivenin.